Volunteers of America unveiled plans last week to build a new resource center for homeless youth in Utah. Zach Bale, chief development officer for the project, says the new 30-bed overnight shelter will serve the immediate needs of youth, but will also include services to help those being served to overcome their circumstances.
We knew that both having a safe shelter, overnight shelter, has been really important, but maybe even more important, expanded education and employment support for the youth. We're going to have a lot more space, classroom space, to provide those types of services, both ourselves and maybe even more importantly through partnerships that we haven't had space to host.
Bale says this facility will be unique compared to others in the state, as it will serve both minors and young adults from ages 15 to 22, bridging the previous transition gap between the two groups. Bale says the transition between the teenage years and adult responsibilities are difficult for every individual. However, he says those factors are compounded for homeless youth.
We see about 60 to 70% of the youth having experienced abuse prior to their homelessness, often as a result of physical abuse done to them by an adult. And so we see a lot of youth that aren't willing to receive services from adult service providers.
According to Bale, homeless youth in the state typically migrate to downtown Salt Lake City, where the new facility will be located. While the new center is being funded mostly with private donations, the VOA is still looking to raise about $1 million from the community to complete the project. With Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.